My name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to just say a few words about Exodus 21. I had to kind of smirk at myself today as I was beginning another new book in the Bible, in the Old Testament reading. I began 1 Chronicles, and books like 1 Chronicles and Leviticus and other books were the types of things that were so hard for me at the beginning. In this chapter, and books like Leviticus and, you know, Chronicles and something like this chapter was the type of thing that I wanted to slam the Bible down and just say, I'm not... This is it. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I don't even know why it's in the Bible, and wanting to, you know, slam it down. And it would be a matter of, again, throwing out the baby in the bathwater. I think a lot of the times, too, I was so into me, in my background and things that I would have, I would definitely wouldn't even go deeper into the Word to find things, particularly good right at the beginning of this, the first 11 verses in this, I should say 2 to 11, talks about, you know, slavery. In some Bibles, they use the word slave, but actually, when I was doing my study and I went to the original Hebrew of what they were talking about, it was more in terms of a servant. And that was the problem that I had before when I used to go into the Bible. I was not willing to put the time into the study. I was not willing to listen to the Lord and talk to the Lord about the questions that I had. And that I find is very important for me to do, to actually write down the questions that I have as I am reading through the Bible. Even many years, you know, after doing this, because I've been through this, I've been this way before, but I still have many, many questions. I was looking over my notes, and the original questions that I had when I first started this Exodus 21 was, you know, I can't remember, God, you know, was slavery then the same as they're talking about, you know, in terms of the African-American, African-American slavery, is that the same thing, you know, as this? And what is this saying to me? And then it was just questions that I had in my mind. And what are you talking about, Lord? And I realized that I am still such a child. I don't remember things. And I get my little feelings hurt when I don't understand things all the time, you know, in the Word. But there's one thing that I do know about the Lord. I know that He is all-knowing and He is all-loving. And even when I don't necessarily understand at the beginning, that as I am in His Word strongly, and as I bring my heart there, He opens it up for me. He opens it up because He is God. That's who He is, and He loves me, and He definitely wants me to learn and to grow. And I found one of the sites that really helped me a whole lot was the site is called Enduring Truth. And that is very, very, it's a very good, I'm sorry, it's called Enduring Word, enduringword.com. I always get that mixed up. It's called enduringword.com. And the pastor on that, his name is David Guzik, I think is how you pronounce his name. But he's been very helpful to me lately. I just like the way that he breaks down the word of where I don't understand something. And that is what I want to even encourage to people, because a lot of times, you know, I'll say things and it sounds like that I am totally against traditional Bible study, which includes, you know, going to commentaries when I'm talking about Bible immersion. I'm not against that at all, but what I'm saying is prioritizing what needs to be done. In terms of Bible immersion is again coming to the Word on a heart level. You know, what does this say in my heart? How does it move me, you know, in my heart? And one of the things that I had gotten coming right from my heart, you know, in Exodus 21, I'll share that at the end. But after I have done that, I also have to realize that there are times that God does call me to actually, you know, do a teaching on that. And that will include me talking about things that happened in my heart, but it will also include bringing forth information that I may not know, but other people have found out who really love the Bible, and they can also help, you know, and by bringing that in. And those are excellent things to do, you know, with commentaries. And I also find this about the time in the Word. If I only have a small amount of time in the Word, I definitely choose to come to the Word from my heart. I do. I choose to do that because I know that a lot of my eating was emotional. It was emotional eating. And I always felt either left out or not understanding or whatever. One of the beautiful things for me in terms of Bible immersion is that God always has a word for me. He has a phrase for me. He has something in there that is going to remind me of who He is and who I am in Him. And with that, you know, right at the beginning when I went back and looked again at some of the things that I had underlined, right at the top, you know, it says that you shall set before Him. And right in verse 1, and I thought, you know, God's word really has been given to me to be placed before me, that there are many things around me in my life that will try to divert me from looking deep into the eyes of the Lord. I was thinking, even as I was taking prayer requests, writing them down, I was thinking of that song they used to sing, "Turn your eyes toward Jesus," you know, look full in His beautiful face, and the things of earth will become somehow dim, you know, as you look on His glory and grace. I have the words a little mixed up, but the point is, where is my focus, and how can I let the Lord take my chin, you know, take my His hand, and, you know, my chin in His hands, and look in His face. And right here in these words, it says that you shall set these things before Him, before them. God, again, is giving people things that will help them, you know, that He is trying to mold them. And so Moses was told to set these rules before the people. And I said, "Father, help me to be a good leader. Help me to place the guidelines that You've shown to me before the people that You asked me to shepherd." And the more I went into, you know, like I said, the study of it, I realized that, you know, the writings about slavery were not to condone it, or even servanthood, as they were talking about, but to control it. That a lot of the things that people were doing, God was not condoning it. In fact, one of the places that I looked, especially since the slavery issue was a big one with me when I was in it, reading and studying this, was that the servanthood that they were talking about here was nothing like what had happened, you know, in the in our country. And that even though this slavery, servanthood or slavery, has been there even before the writing of the Bible, God never condoned, you know, the stealing of another life from another life. And that actually helped to bring peace in my heart. But I look forward to hearing the